And so I want to this morning deal with just a simple thought. Three types of believers. Three types of believers. And you'll see what we're driving at when we get into the passage that we're going to be dealing with. But what stuck out in my mind and I could not get away from. He said, when that seed falls on good ground. Good ground. Now, there's a word in the New Testament that is used a number of times. It's the word quicken. You cannot be born again until you're quickened. You see, a person that's lost is dead in trespasses and in sins. They're dead, spiritually speaking. And it takes a special touch of the Holy Spirit of God to quicken that individual. And when he quickens them, then he makes them alive to where they can believe. And by believing, they can receive the things of God. Every pastor is always troubled when he preaches to someone year after year, and yet they seem to never grow spiritually. Nothing seems to ever change in their life. Now, I'm going to tell you something, my friend. When you're born into this world in the natural birth, if by 2 years old something hasn't started changing for sure, mom and daddy going to get you checked out. Amen? They're going to call the doctor in, or they're going to take you to the doctor, and they're going to do an MRI on you. They're going to find out what's going on. See, we got a lot of people. If you, in the so-called spiritual realm, were still acting like in the natural realm and had never, ever grown, I'd hate to see some of the ones in this church with a diaper still on. It'd be a big one. Be more like a toe sack. Hello? Now, when God ordains anything, what I'm going to do this morning, I'm just laying a basic. It'd take a while to dig into all of this, but when God ordains anything, that will come to pass. The demons of hell, the gates of hell, they cannot hinder that which God ordains. If God intends to do something for you, he's going to do it. He's going to work out his good pleasure in your life. He's going to change you. And so the three types came out in that one verse. And I'm going to tell you what they are, and then we'll get to that verse in just a minute. But the verse is in Matthew 13:23. But what stood out when Brother Frank was preaching on that a few weeks ago, 100-fold, 60-fold, 30-fold. And Jesus was saying, when that seed falls on good ground, the way you know it fell on good ground, there is going to be a production of either some 100-fold, some 60-fold, some 30-fold. Boys, I got to thinking about that. I said, you know, I've never heard anyone preach on that to my satisfaction. Because 100-fold is not talking about faithful all the time, that's for sure. Amen? He's not talking about you can be faithful 100% of the time or 60% of the time or 30% of the time. Well, if that's true, we got more Baptists in the 30s than we have in anything else, or less. But he's a stickler to something that he starts out in the scripture. Seven times, seven's a complete number. Seven times God uses 100-fold in the Bible. And the one that stands out to me is Matthew 13:23. But he that received seed into the good ground is he that heareth the word and understandeth it. Now, if a person doesn't understand something, what they need to do is go to the one that gave that and say, listen, I didn't understand what you said, but would you explain that? And naturally, that would be the Holy Spirit. The entrance of God's word giveth light, L-I-G-H-T. It giveth understanding unto the simple. Now, everybody in here knows, especially a school teacher, in every graded school, there is a class for the what is known as simple ones. Now, the word that's used in the Hebrew is of least intelligence. So, you know, you can't hide from that. Everybody in here, I don't care where we're at in intelligence. If you're the least, if you're the simple one, God said, the entrance of my word giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. Now, when God saves a person, the first thing that happens when God saves them is he takes up his abode in their being. There is what is called as imputation. He inputs himself, the Spirit, into your being, your new being, and seals you until the day of redemption, which is the redemption of the body. He saves your soul and your spirit, but your body is not redeemed yet. It will be one of these days. It'll be changed. You'll have a new body likened unto his. But inside your new person, you start to desire the sincere milk of the Word of God that you may grow thereby. Now, I was raised in religion all my life. I could tell you the name of the church I was raised in, but it would offend some of you, so I'm not going to say Methodist Church. Now, it wasn't their fault I wasn't saved. It wasn't Mom and Daddy's fault I wasn't saved. It wasn't the dog or the cat's fault I wasn't saved. It's my fault I wasn't saved. But at the same time, it has nothing to do with fault. If a person is not saved, they're not saved because the Holy Ghost has never drawn them to himself. No man can come to the Father except he draw them. So you can try all you want to. You can memorize all you want to. You can work all you want to. You can do all you want to. But until God does the work inside you, you'll never, ever understand what I'm preaching this morning. 100-fold, 60-fold, 30-fold. There's some other numbers that are not mentioned there. If it had been needed to have been mentioned, he would have mentioned them. But there's a divine reason, a purpose as to why he used 100-fold, 60-fold, and 30-fold in this passage. And I asked Brother Frank one day on the phone with his chit-chat, and I said, Brother Frank, have you ever delved into that and studied that out? This was a week or so after he had preached. And he said, no, Brother Marty, I didn't have time. And he said, naturally, I was just, trying to get across the testing of the testimony. And I said, well, if I preach again for you, I'm gonna deal with that. The Lord will keep it on my mind. He said, man, I'd love to hear you deal with it. So I hope he listens to it. Maybe it'll help our pastor. Y'all not with me. Listen to it. He said, and also beareth fruit. Now, you don't only understand it. God saved you to bear fruit. He didn't save you to keep you out of hell. Average person that thinks they're saved, out of hell. Won't ever have to worry about hell. Now, that's not the purpose and the main reason God had in saving you. He wanted you to be a branch that bringeth forth fruit out of the vine. And so he says when he saves them, He said, they also bear fruit and bringeth forth. Boy, I tell you, the spring of the year is a beautiful time of the year. Is spring of the year your favorite time of the year? Anybody in here, raise your hand. How about summer, fall, winter? They're four seasons. And did you know, really, the older you get, all four of them become your favorites. You're just glad you got to live through another four favorite year, amen? I'm in my favorite time of the year. If you talk to me in a few months, I'm in my favorite time of the year. If you talk to me about 9 months, I'm in my favorite time of the year. He said, some of them bring forth 100-fold, some bring forth 60-fold, some bring forth 30. And then he stopped. 100, 60, 30. I wrote a question mark down by that. Marty, do you not find it strange that he said 100, 100-fold, 60, 60-fold, 30, 30-fold. Is Brother Leonard able to be here today? I can't see with these lines. Goodness, if you was any further back, you wouldn't be in here, would you? That is you, right? I mean, I can't prove it. I saw a hand go up. I don't know. I can't tell if it's Nicole or Leonard, but it's Leonard, all right. I don't know why I asked him to raise his hand. No, I did. Brother Leonard's treasure of the church. What if this is the last Sunday of the year? What if everybody caught up on their tithing today and made it 100-fold? Wouldn't you hate for the Lord to come back today? This is the end of the year. Well, preacher, I don't even understand what tithing is. Well, I can definitely tell you. If you want my phone number and call me, I've got plenty of time during the week. You know, I'm at home. I'd be glad to talk with you. Ask me any question. But Brother Leonard, you'd been tickled to death if today, when you get the reports and everything, you find out that everybody's caught up in the tithing and you went over the budget. They set up a budget that they want to work with for that year and go with, and I seen in the paper that was short. I said, my goodness, somebody needs to catch up. Do you ever give a little extra? Oh, I know some of you probably do. The tithing's not in there. This is a commercial. Okay? Just stay with me. The commercial doesn't last but 30 seconds and it's over with. The blessed Holy Spirit brought to my mind word association. Never ever try to make the Bible say something in one verse that you think it ought to be saying, or you've heard somebody else say that it says that. No, we're to study and show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So throughout these 66 books of the Bible, somewhere in the Bible, God answers with word association something that you can't figure out. But you have to get there yourself. Brother Frank could maybe point it out four or five times during the year and you not pick up on it until that one particular time that God wants you to see that and God wants you to understand that. So let's dig in. I'm going to just give you some thoughts to ponder on, and you search them out yourself and see if these things be so. I want to use these passages to connect my thought on three types of believers. The first is found in Matthew 4 and 20. And these are they which are sown on good ground, such as hear the word, receive it, bring forth fruit, some 30-fold, some 60, some 100. Now that's complete reverse of what I read earlier. Mark is wanting to get it across that let's start at the starting place and work up. And so he said, when that word's sown in the good ground of a heart that God has quickened and made alive, and they've heard the word and they've received it, that word starts bringing forth fruit, some of it 30-fold, little children. Are you with me? Some 60 young men, and some 100 fathers. There are three types of believers in your Bible, none else. All this homemade Baptist tradition, Methodist tradition, Pentecostal tradition, Church of God tradition, Catholic tradition, whatever tradition has been imputed into people's minds is of the devil. God is not the author of confusion. God gives you light, and we walk in that light. As he's in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And brother, when you try to put something else in that is not there in that Bible, then if somebody's kind of cold toward you or standoffish toward you, it's because you're not where you need to be spiritually. Because he's going to explain it. He's not going to leave no ends untied. Now watch with me. Who are these three types? 1 John 2:13. I write unto you, fathers, hundredfold. A father is a mature Christian. And when I share with you what that means, you'll see what it says in the Bible. And he says, I write unto you, fathers, a hundredfold, because you've known him that is from the beginning. I write unto you, young men, 60-fold, because you have overcome the wicked one. You know, there's a lot of people in Childersburg, Alabama, profess to know Christ, don't even know who the wicked one is. They wouldn't know if they saw him coming. Let me phrase that another way. They wouldn't know her if they saw her coming. Hello? You overcome the wicked one. What does that mean? That's not perfection. That means you have learned to discern when he is around. See, he'll use anybody that's available. Amen. And then he says, I write unto you, little children. Sometimes if you got time to really dig into this, Jesus never called his disciples little children until John chapter 13. He called them disciples, but he didn't call them little children till John 13. And after he had cast out Judas Iscariot, who never knew him, after he had exposed him and after he had cast him out from amongst them for the first time, he said, now, little children. Had he called them little children when Judas was in his presence, then Judas would have been saved and backslid and lost his salvation, as most religions teach today. And they do not know how to rightly divide the scriptures. But boy, when Judas is gone, it was just like Jesus took a deep sigh of relief and a deep breath and said, now, little children, I speak unto you. Boy, he started telling them some things that he wanted them to do. And they started doing them. Boy, if you just had time to just move and look at these places where those little children really started showing their 30-fold. And they grew into young men who started showing forth their 60-fold. And then, Cinda, they grew into fathers who started showing forth 100-fold. I'm going to say this. Don't apologize. I'm too old. I ain't gonna apologize. You ain't mean enough to make me apologize to you. If you don't see Brother Frank Thomas as a hundredfold, then you're blind. If you cannot see the things that I'm going to bring out in a minute as a hundredfold in your pastor, then you've never been saved. You're just a lost church member. And I've been at this 49 years, so I know what I'm talking about. There's always somebody in every church that gets mad and upset and out of sorts because their pastor ain't there when they get a splinter in their toenail. Some little old something, they got to have the preacher over to pat them on the head and pray that special little prayer that's going to take care of them for another week or two. Hundredfold? And then all of a sudden he goes all the way down to 60-fold. What happened to 90, 80, 70? And then at 60-fold, he goes all the way down to 30. What happened to 50 and 40? And at 30, he doesn't get any lower. If you're a 20 or a 10, you low down. You're about as low as you can get if you're a 20 or a 10. If you're a zero, you know what a zero is? That's a ditch with the ends knocked off of it. Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23, and I ask you to fasten your seatbelts, please. We're getting in turbulent weather. Galatians 5, 22 and 23. But the fruit of the Spirit. I watched a little thing on Facebook the other day. And the man was a preacher. He was an apostolic preacher. And he was lambasting a Baptist preacher that he rode on the plane with for 7 hours back to the United States. And he corrected him on water baptism, Acts 2:38. And he said at the end of his little seance that Baptist preacher had gotten in touch with him and said, "Is there an apostolic church in the area that I live in?" And he said, "I'm sure there is, and we can find out for you why." He said, "Well, I couldn't get away from those 7 hours of what you taught me, and I was wrong, and you're right, and I'm going to become an apostolic preacher." I said to myself, "Good. I wish some of them other lost Baptist preachers would get in that mess." Do you know what they believe? If you know an apostolic in Childersburg, they believe in baptismal regeneration. You got to be baptized in water to be saved and have your sins washed away. You say, "I wouldn't say that in church." I said it. Church is where you're supposed to hear the truth. You're not going to hear it out on the streets. You can go to City Hall to a council meeting. They're not going to give you the truth there. You can go at a lot of places. But boy, if you can't hear the truth when you come to the church. Now there's nine fruits of the Spirit listed in your Bible. If I say the number nine, that's a hundredfold. If I'm incorporating the nine as a whole, that's a hundredfold. Now, if I decide I'm going to leave off three of the nine and say six, that's 60-fold. Y'all with me now? But if I'm going to drop six of them and stick with just three of them, that's 30-fold. And the Lord said, when that good seed enters into a person, Teresa, they're going to produce some 100-fold. You got to get to there. Some 60-fold. You got to get to there. Some 30-fold. All right. I got plenty of time. Shoot, I need to slow down. What's the fruit of the Spirit, Brother Marty? Let's look at the 30-fold. If you can't find yourself in the 30-fold, I don't care if you've been baptized, squirted with a hose pipe, sprinkled, or what. You're going to hell. If you can't put yourself in this 30-fold, you've never been saved. You're doing your best. You're trying to work it out. Yeah. But my friend, only people that are saved for sure, and you can bet on that, are these that can find themselves in 30-fold. Now, I would have had to have lived naturally around Darrell, and Darrell and I raised up together and known each other, maybe butted around, maybe stole watermelons together and stuff like that. But that night or that morning when he got born again, he wanted me to know about it. And we were just bosom buddies. And that's one of the first things he wanted naturally, his mom and dad didn't know about it, but he couldn't wait to see his old buddy Marty and tell him. And before he told me, I started sensing something different about him. He ain't acting like the same old Darrell I run with. Matter of fact, when he got to telling me that what had happened to him, I thought, he's got religion, you know. After a few days around Darrell, I didn't want to be around Darrell. Y'all not listening to me, are you? Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is. Not going to be, should be, ought to be, hope to be, would be someday. He is. And there's such a change that's come over Darrell Green that when I'm around him, I start seeing three things in his life that disturbs me because I don't have them in mine. I don't have love. I don't have joy. I don't have peace. I may not can explain everything that Bible teaches about peace at that moment, but when you're saved, you've got the peace that passeth all understanding. And immediately when the Spirit of God takes up his abode in your being and you become a 30-fold type of a believer, you have imputed in your being the love of God shed abroad in your heart. And not only you have the love of God shed abroad in your heart, you've got joy. Joy is not a smile. Somebody said, he got the sweetest smile. The devil has too, if you ever look at him. If you'd know how to look at him. No, smiling's not joy. I was going to use joy. She's not in here, is she? Joy is not joy. Oh, y'all not with me. I mean, you know, by now you ought to be, You know, some of you just still sitting there just like us when you come in. Like, what are you saying? You cannot have the love of God without the joy of God. Paul said, for the joy that was set before him. Jesus said, for the joy that was set before him. Paul even went further and said, you're my joy. Hey, don't you like to get around another child of God, another believer? That's your joy. I mean, when you can fellowship with him. Now, what I'm fixing to say, I wouldn't say it if the Holy Ghost hadn't brought it to mind, and if he don't bring something to my mind, I'll just stand here and look at you. I can be gone a month from this church and pass some people in this church They don't say a word. Member of this church, in good standing, don't say a word. But I might have missed you. Did y'all have any soul saved? How did meetings go or anything like that? That's strange to me. Love, joy, peace. Now, every time I see Keith, when I get back in, something like that, Keith will come right over to me, hug my neck or something, and say, Brother Martin, how'd the meetings go? Y'all have a good meeting? Something like that, you know? I'm talking about three types of believers. They're just three types in that Bible of believers. There's no two types, four types, eight types, 10 types. Just three types. If you've got love, you will have joy. No man can take your joy. If church is for worship, you cannot have true worship without rejoicing. Y'all still with me? See, one thing, when I stand up here, I can't see nobody. Them lights. It kind of makes me feel like I'm on my way to Hollywood. Gonna be a star. I'm in the limelight. Honest, I can't see y'all. I'm glad I can't. Probably if I could see some of you, it'd probably make me. Do you know? I'm gonna get down here where I can see you now. Oh, there you are. Do you know the substance of the word rejoice? It comes from the same word as regurgitate. That's right. Look it up. Regurgitate. Anybody in here ever done that? You see, if you've got joy down in, if you are rejoicing, you are literally regurgitating what is on the inside of you. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. And so when God gives you joy, that joy, nobody can give you that but God. Or the charismatics hadn't got joy. They as mixed up as a termite in a yo-yo. If their string ever breaks, you won't see them again. But I'll tell you something, buddy. When God gives you joy, you've got lasting joy. Nobody can take that joy from you. I don't care what happens to you. I don't care who gets mad at you. I don't care who falls out with you or whatever. If you've got that real joy down in your soul. I got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. What? Down in my... Remember when we sang that? All through vacation Bible school every day. I got the joy, 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 joy down in. That's good. See, you got to have love and joy to have peace when you run into a problem. I've gone in hospital. Now, I've been at this a few years. I've gone in hospital room. Oh, there you are. I've been waiting for you. Oh, preacher, I'm glad you made it. Was you fixing to die? I saved their life. If I hadn't got there, they'd been dead as a doornail. One time I went out visiting. Lindsay, I knocked on this door. Well, right before I knocked on the door, I heard her in there. She said, "You slap your brains out." I thought, I could stand here a little while and learn a lot about this lady. Woman. Screaming and carrying on. And I knock at the door. Hey, Preacher Marty. Oh, how you doing? Good. This is an unexpected call. I said, "Yeah, won't drop by and visit." I said, "You ought to be thankful." Why? I just saved your youngin's life. You what? I just saved your youngin's life. I heard you threaten to slap his brains out. You know what, Mom and Daddy? We may have been hitting them all along in the wrong place. No wonder some of the youngins hadn't got any brains. If we'd hit them down here where God cushioned that thing to be hit, yeah, they wouldn't lose no problem with their brain. Are y'all with me? Love, joy, and peace. You show me somebody that hadn't got love, joy, and peace, they've got a problem. And they've got a problem that they cannot handle. And I tell you something else. Brother Frank can't help them in that problem. There's nobody. If God can't help you, how's the pastor going to help you? How's anybody else going to help you? But oh, boy, when he instills. I like that word, instills. He doesn't only instill it in there, but he sews it up and seals it till the day of redemption. Love, joy, and peace. That's 30-fold. Well, you know where 60-fold is now, don't you? Let's look at them real quickly. I'm not going to linger long on them, boy. I tell you what. Pastor evangelist come in here and preach these nine things for a week. It'd either be a revival or a riot. Amen. Long suffering, gentleness, goodness. I saw a YouTube video of a woman. The little baby was crying and in her lap crying, and she couldn't possibly give it milk. I don't know what to do, but all of a sudden she just threw it down on the ground over in another country. And I was so shocked. And the little baby, I mean, just small little baby. And that little baby was crying out and reaching. And instead of her reaching for that child with that gentleness that a mama should have, she kicked it in its little stomach and turned it over on its back, and it was screaming and crying. And she got over it and slapping that little baby with her open hand. If I'd have had a 2x4 with a rusty nail in it. Boy, she needed it. What mother does not understand gentleness? I never did run to my daddy when I got hurt when I was a little boy. Shut up, boy. Boy, if I got hurt, I'd run to my mama. Mama, get it. And oh, she'd be so gentle to me. You see, mama is a type of the Holy Ghost. Did you know that in the Bible? The mother is a type of the Holy Ghost. See, daddy's the head of the house. If daddy ain't the head of the house, he's a mouse. Daddy's the head of the house. Mama is the heart of the house. The children are the hope of the house. When you got her lined out like that, you got a real home. Amen. Now, I'm not getting any amens now. Long suffering, gentleness, goodness. Oh, I like that. Goodness. Or kindness. You know, I've run into a number of people in these years all over the world traveling. And I wonder to myself, how can they not see what's missing in their lives? I've got a little note at home from a little teenage person that wrote me a note. And I said, well, no, it's in my Bible. And down through the years, I'll get a lot of little notes like that from teenagers. And they'll say, Brother Marty, you've helped me more than you'll ever know. I look at you and I can see you, and you have such joy, and you always just like you're enjoying living and everything that you want to see in a Christian. And I just want to tell you how much I thank you and how much I love you. And it, when I was over at Tallahatchie, I wondered, Lord, why did you send me to this place? I had to leave her on account of sickness. They got sick of me. First Baptist Church, Tallahatchie. And the last service I was there, this little teenage girl come up and handed me an envelope, and it was sealed, and I stuck it in my Bible. And me and I got back over to the parsonage. We were getting things packed up to leave. And one day I ran across it and opened it up, and inside that little card, it said, "Dear Preacher, you may wonder why God sent you here. He knew that I needed a pastor. He knew that I needed someone I could look up to and someone that would tell me the truth and get me on the straight and the narrow. And I just wanted to tell you, thank you. Wherever you go, if you ever pick this card up again, read it. I want you to know there's a little girl over in Alabama doing her best to follow your example." See, I've experienced this down through the years. Wouldn't take nothing for it. It's not nobody bragging on you. It's just somebody saying, "I seen something in your life that I'd like to have." Somebody said, "Brother Martin, you still got cancer?" I said, "I sure do." "Why, you think it's gone?" "Yeah, but you operate like you're not sick." I just imitate a lot of other Baptists. Oh, y'all not going to get it. I ain't got time to go into all that. I got to get out of here. It's time to quit. It's time to leave. But see, I know in whom I have believed. And I've already been persuaded he's able to keep that which I've committed unto him. Now, here's the last three, and I'm done. Faith. See, that don't mean faith in a simple sense. It means the faith, the truth of the Word of God, this strong faith and meekness and temperance 100-fold. Against such, you don't need a law out there for Ronnie Davidson. I've been knowing Ronnie for years. You don't need a law out there for him. Oh, now, he might, going downhill, he might speed sometimes, but see, Brother Ronnie will tell you the law of God was established in his heart. The law is for the unlawful, for the ungodly. And then I was amazed when I found this in Ephesians, and I'm done. Ephesians 5:9, "For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness," that's 30-fold, "and all righteousness," 60-fold, "and in all truth," 100-fold. You cannot get away from the Spirit. You cannot get away from the fruit of the Spirit. As a matter of fact, if I know anything about fruit, the fruit of the Spirit is designed to produce once a year. Every year of your life, you're bringing forth fruit. And your fruit goes from 30-fold to 60-fold. And if God lets you live long enough, to 100-fold. I want to ask you to stand your feet. Brother Keith's coming, and the ladies are coming to the instruments. Boy, what a way to start off a new year. Here it is, the 31st day of December. I probably won't see any of you anymore for another year. And yet you can start off tomorrow. You don't have to wait till next Sunday. You can start off tomorrow. 30-fold. I'm not satisfied. I want to move up to 60. Lord, I've sure made a mess of things this past year. I haven't tithed. like that Bible teaches I'm supposed to, Lord. I'm way behind in that. I've robbed you. Lord, I need to check up. I may not even have the Bible salvation that the Bible speaks of. If I've been robbing you all year long, I haven't been faithful to this church, Lord. I admit it. I'm so sorry. I've let lots of times when I could have been in church, and I was just too stinking lazy and sorry to get up off the couch and come to God's house. How can I ever get from 30 to 60 or from 60 to 100-fold if I don't repent of my deeds? This is the last Sunday in this year, Lord. I want to bow before you and ask you to forgive me. And Lord, would you wipe the slate clean? That's the good thing. He's a God of second chances. He can wipe your slate clean and you have a brand new start this coming year. While every head's bowed and every eye's closed, I know your pastor. I know him better than most every one of you in here except Cinda. If there's one thing I can say about your pastor right now, he's not asking the Lord, why is all this happening to me? I tell you what he is saying to the Lord. Not my will, but thine be done. I don't understand everything that's going on in my life. Lord, you know I want to be in my pulpit preaching. You know I'll go out and I'll go here and I'll go there. I'll sit in that office and I'll counsel with folk. I'll visit. I'll do everything you want me to do, Lord. But I got to have the health and strength to do it in. Let us purpose at the end of this year that we'll not only move up closer to God ourselves, but we'll pray for our pastor more than we've ever prayed for him. Sometimes God does those things to a local church to see if you really mean business about your pastor. I want to invite you. While heads are bowed and eyes are closed, I don't know who's saved and who's lost in that sense. But if you're lost, the altar's open. You want to come down and do business with the Lord? I invite you to. If you're saved, you say, Brother Marty, I know I'm saved. I'm in that 30-fold class. But boy, I need to move up. I need to get some things behind me, Lord. I need to straighten out some things. I need to repent of some things. I need to start over in some things. The altar's open. If you need someone to pray with you, we'll get somebody to pray with you. But I tell you what I believe. I believe if you mean business with God, you don't need nobody to pray with you. You just need to talk to God. You get honest to God, I guarantee you he'll be honest to you. Amen? Would you come while they start?